This is the second part of a trilogy of documentary series where I look at families living positively with autism. In the first series, broadcast in 2013, I looked at young autistic children. In this series, I get to hang out with three fascinating and brilliant teenagers and their families. Given their age, educational issues and decisions play a huge part in their lives, and as such, is a major focus of this series. You will first get to meet Kira as I spend time with her during the weeks leading up to her final exams and discover what life after school is like. Next, you will meet Ben, who is making movies and planning holidays, and finally Jack, who drinks more tea and endears himself to everyone who meets him. I hope by listening to these three amazing characters and their families, you will get to understand autism a little better and discover what it is really like to live with people who just don't see the world the way we do.
This is the final part of the three-part series, The Moon is an Orange Triangle, directed by Alison Toomey.
Hello. Hello. Hello, hello. Hi, Poppy. That's the dog. Where is she? Yeah, let me see. I'm walking right in. Hello.
Hi.
Hiya. Hey, Kira, how are you? I'm walking right into your house. Are you home alone? How are you?
Grand.
You home alone?
Yeah, just doing some homework.
Yeah. Have you a lot to do?
Not as much now, as it's getting near the end of the year. It's mostly study now. I have to do written homework now.
Because the leaving starts in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, less than a month. Starts on the 4th of June.
Less than a month. Are you nervous about that?
A little bit, yeah.
You don't look very nervous, Kira.
I really don't know how to feel right now, honestly. It's kind of exciting, anxious, not really bothered. You know, it's kind of a mixture of everything.
You're dead right. It's a bit of a confusing time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, I want to talk to you about what happened on Tuesday. Right, yeah. Let's go in here and sit down. So where were you on Tuesday?
I was in the North Reds Regional College in Derry for an audition for a course I want to do. It's a level 3 extended diploma in performing arts.
Right, brilliant. A level 3?
Extended diploma in performing arts.
In performing arts. That's pretty cool, isn't it, Kira?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what will that course involve?
Oh god, it involves nearly everything to do with drama. There's 18 modules over 2 years. And it's not just for the dance and singing, acting, there's also for the technological part of it. Then there's like the props, backstage, costumes, everything just to do with and the history of theatre. And there's a lot of writing, a lot of research involved as well.
What about the shy, retiring Asperger's girl who wasn't able to do much when she was young? Now you're going to hit Broadway and all the rest of it, are you?
Well, we'll see what happens.
But it's true though, that Kira, isn't it? I mean, yeah. You know, for other guys listening to this, they'd be thinking, hang on a second, you know? She's on the spectrum, she's got Asperger's, but it's not holding you back at all, is it?
No, it still makes me a little bit more anxious and nervous than most people, but... No, I've definitely built up some confidence in myself over the years.
But you've learned how to deal with that, haven't you? So talk me through Tuesday. So that was a big deal for you now. You had to go up to Derry.
Yeah.
And it was a big audition. So how did you feel? How did you prepare for something as big as that?
Dad went with me.
Okay.
And it was my second audition. And the first one was for a lower level, which is only for 1 year. And then she said to me that I had a lot more experience than most people who would be doing level 2.
So, fantastic.
Yeah.
So already you were doing brilliantly.
Yeah. So she recommended me for the level 3.
It was a lot for your confidence, eh?
Yeah, definitely. She's recommended me. I must be doing something right.
So you went up for the audition. What did you have to do?
I had to perform a 2 to 3 minute monologue.
Oh my God. Okay, a monologue. What's the name? What's the title of the monologue?
It's called The Not So Perfect Child by D.M. Larson.
Okay, that's all brilliant. Yeah. Well done. Listen, congratulations. So you could be off to Derry in September. Okay, yeah. So all now...
All going well.
Well, that's one big hurdle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The next one now is the exams.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a little bit bigger hurdle than the first one.
Right, okay. So what do you have to do now? You need to get...
Four D1s in ordinary level. But there's one of them I'm really struggling with.
Maths.
That's the big one.
Dreaded maths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to get a D1 in maths.
If you want to get a D1, get it over with. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get it the hell out of your life.
Yeah.
In terms of exams. But Samantha could be a great help to you, can't she?
Yeah, she can. It's just me trying to remember it. It's the big problem. It's like a big barrier around my head saying no maths without in.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just a tough time, isn't it? Looking to see where you're going to go after school, then the thoughts of leaving school. You find all that very hard?
Yeah, especially since I'm leaving school in about 3 days' time. That's me finish classes in school anyway, until I come back and do the dreaded leaving cert.
So what are your thoughts on that?
It's like, oh God, I won't be coming back here. It's kind of because like, I won't even be in Donegal going to school anymore. Hopefully if I get into Derry, all going well. So it's kind of weird in that way.
So that's all exciting, scary, yeah?
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah, it is for everybody. Kira, we'll give just best of luck. Yeah. Right? You'll do it, won't you?
I won't. You
will.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Ben.
Great.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Where are we going now?
To the computer.
Great. Computer class. Can I come?
You can.
Okay, Mar, see you.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Well, let's get a camera for you, Ben.
Hiya. Sorry, what was your name?
Oh, John Crowell is my name.
John Crowell,
yeah.
So this is a weekly class that you do with the guys?
Yes, we have a lovely 6-week program here, first of all right?
And what week are we at here?
This is week 5.
And how's Ben in this class?
Ben, fantastic. Now he's done, we'll show his animation, we'll show his animation work. So the concept was we take a whole lot of pictures and small movement of the characters. So that was our challenge. See, could he move and understand that concept, right? And then play back all the pictures together and see whatever objects he used.
Was he able for it?
Yes, so we'll have a look at the thing. Fantastic. And you can assess it yourself. So you touch the screen there for us, Connor. Beautiful. So this lovely soothing bell-like sounds here. And lovely at cycles, at the brainwave cycles here are very important as well. They're at a lovely low.
Does Ben like this?
Ben has, yeah, we've all had a touch at this here, yeah. So we have a soundtrack made and all for those too.
This is lovely. This is a little app you can get for your iPhone, isn't it?
It is.
Just touch it and it makes
touch,
a sound.
Yeah. And it's recorded, Connor, as well. So, Connor, we're going to stop playing now. You did what? And it's playing it back there for us. And you can keep adding to it.
You're making a film here, aren't you, John?
Yeah, we're going to do that now with
Ben
here.
Let's go and talk to Ben.
Yeah.
I think that was lovely. That's great.
So, Ben, would you like to show Alison
your
finished video, one of your cartoons that you've already done? So
I can pick up my...
Ben, where we have, we've one mid there.
It's right here.
So let's see. Yeah, can we just open up that and you can play it back then for Alison? Yeah?
Yep.
So, Ben, would you like to tell Alison, did you take one or two pictures or a whole lot of pictures or how?
I think I made a lot of them.
A lot of pictures. So that was the first thing we did, Alison. We took a lot of pictures and Ben moved. Would you want to just explain what you did then? Did you move them in big jumps or small?
This is your set.
Oh,
here, Ben.
Well, I can do it.
Yeah, you're going to play this back now for. You hit that little play button when you were ready now and show us.
Ready?
Stop motion animation.
Stop motion animation.
What's this?
Explain what's happening. There's a lion.
Oh, yeah, a lion. He's about trying to catch the man. Oh, yeah.
They have their arms up.
Oh, and then. But then there was someone that saved them.
Oh, it's great. It's really good, Ben.
So for Ben to get that tiger to move nice and smoothly, Alison, we had to take a lot of pictures. Isn't that true, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you have to move that lion, Ben?
I think 100 times.
Did you do that yourself, Ben?
I did do it for myself.
Yeah. Are you going to make some more little films?
I am.
And how did you make them? You needed the computer?
I did so.
And a light? And two little men?
And this camera.
Where's the camera?
It's right over here.
So he was able to understand that every time he moved the character and took a picture, that there was a progression, that it was going to all join up.
Yes, and that he could actually think forward. He was planning out his thing. We talked about it beforehand. And normally we might storyboard.
So he had a little script or storyboard.
Yes, so he could. But he had it actually in his mind what he wanted. Yeah. Now, if we had time.
Ben's very computer literate. He's on the computer a lot. Yeah, he is, but great skills.
He didn't find that difficult at all.
With Ben, and it's interesting as well when you talk about using different therapies and different interventions and things. You know, and I literally, there's been times, and I would have said, you know, we would have looked at Ben and we would have said, literally this month he has jumped, like we must have gone a 5% improvement on what we had last month. And Ben has done that several times. Mm. And what's really good is that he's continuing to do that. So there's still, you know, really big noticeable jumps in improvement.
Ben, you're going to do some filming now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, what is that? What is that?
Ben.
What are you going to film?
I think I need to give it a little bit more bigger to it, so I can.
Right, so just click on just enlarge the whole lot there, Ben. Can we see the full screen? I don't know what we saved it as. And right, so you want to capture this? Is it Ben? So what we might do to make it smaller to include
and
get them in?
I certainly do.
See, we can move them back and move our camera. We can set up the camera for you here.
So this is Ben's fifth class. We met him 5 weeks ago for the first time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how do you think he's coped? What is the name of this class?
Well, this would be it's a digital media class, first of all. And we'd be sort of targeting, say, music, animation, filming and artwork.
And is it especially for autistic children?
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. And it's a kind of a taster session over the 6 weeks just to expose them to the new interfaces. Mm-hmm. And all the software is free.
It's all very calm and quiet and nice in here, isn't it?
Love it, yeah.
It's happy. The children are really enjoying it, yeah?
Very small ratio.
Yeah.
You know,
there's three adults and four children, all boys.
Yes, all boys.
So, Ben, do you love this computer class? Do you like this class?
Yeah.
Yeah, what other classes do you go to?
I read them, but actually when I went to art class.
What was art class like?
Art class was only the place where we did art. It was actually the one beside the town.
Mm-hmm. And did you make any pictures in the art class?
Oh, well, I was actually painting about rabbits in the forest.
Sounds hard. That sounds difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Did you use lots of nice colours?
Yeah. It was only the same colours I did last year.
Yeah? What colours?
Brown.
Brown? Rabbits in the forest.
Oh yeah, and even I didn't even get even the green grass.
Look what we have here, Ben. We have a little tripod here, all right, that the filmmakers use, all right, and a camera on top of it. So would you like to stand up beside us here, Ben?
Yes, sir.
The way the filmmakers
do. You're going to do more work.
So we're going to do another film.
He loves technology.
Loves technology. Mm.
I do take a lot of technology.
You do? So when Ben first joined the class, was he always very calm and quiet, just got straight into it?
He was. And
he's good with new people, isn't he?
He's very good. His people skills.
We're probably very lucky in Ben as well. Well, that his personality is that, you know, he is nice and he's passive and, you know, he's funny and, you know, and that's something I take a lot of solace in, because it means that most of his interactions with other people are very positive. Because people, once they know him, they really warm to him and they like him and they like being around him. And everywhere he's been and every school he's been, you know, SNA's fought about who would have him and, you know, which is lovely. And teachers cried when he left them and, you know, so he's... You know, he's had a special place in lots of people's hearts and people, you know, teachers and SNAs and people in his life have been very, very kind to him and very good to him and have made a difference to him, you know. And I don't think Ben has had a negative experience with anybody. Now, I think, you know, when you're talking about the level of disability, I suppose Ben really has no idea that he has autism, because even though we have tried in our own little way to try and explain to him that there is something, but Ben's level of understanding doesn't allow him to realise that he's that different. Mm-hmm. To him, he's happy and he's himself, and that's okay with him. Mm-hmm. You know, and he has little concerns like, oh, I'll be 19, but I will still like Peppa Pig. But he's thinking, oh, are you going to tell me when I'm 19 that I can't like Peppa Pig? Mm-hmm. Even though he knows that maybe other 19-year-olds wouldn't be doing it.
Right, yeah.
So he has a sense, but he really is very pleasant most of the time, and he's certainly very pleasant to other people, so he's very good. If he gives out to anybody, it's us, you know. Yeah. So that's all right. At least, like all children, he does it at home.
We are learning fantastic. Too, because the guys are new to us, and we don't know in a lot of cases maybe the limitations that their disability imposes on them. But we're prepared to look beyond that and throughout those things, and just see how they respond to the interfaces, and then see what can we produce.
Well done.
He's just so relaxed.
Another movie. Ben, thank you for having me today.
Oh, great.
And I'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Okay, bye, guys.
Nice. All right, Alison.
Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you.
Dear Ciara, I am writing to inform you that you will be offered a place on the Level 3 Diploma, Extended Diploma in Performing Arts at the Northwest Regional College, commencing September 2014, subjected by the providing evidence that it follows the qualifications.
Oh, yeah, that's very official, isn't it? How does that make you feel? Delighted?
Absolutely, yeah.
Let me see that.
So now it's just based on her grades and your grades.
On your grades. But you're going to get that all sorted now. Yeah, that's fantastic. When you receive your examination results in August, please attend NWRC Open Week with your results to confirm that you have received the above qualifications. That's fantastic.
So it's just that whenever she gets her results now, we have to go up with her results and that letter, and then she can formally accept the place on the course. She did it all herself. She did her interview. She did her monologue. She got through it all. The lady was, Patsy took her up, and she said, yeah, she was just amazing. She was outstanding. So as I keep telling her, nobody can set the exams for her. Like, she has to do them herself. You know, if they put the work in, they'll get the results out. You put nothing in, well then don't be expecting to, you know, expect to get nothing.
So Ciara, it's the 3rd of June. What does that mean?
The exams start tomorrow.
The Leave and Cert examination starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Right, how do you feel about that?
I'm not really bothered.
No?
Honestly, no.
Good, well that's good.
Told you.
No worries.
No, it's only English, so I like English, it's easy, you know, so it's nothing to stress about yet.
Okay. Well, that's a great attitude to have, isn't it? Is doing something like the Leaving Cert examination hard for you?
No, because I don't put half the work into it, that's why.
You don't?
No.
Don't you have you'll have a helper, a
reader.
Scriber, is that what they're called? Reader.
Reader.
Yeah, you'll have a helper, a reader.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you write all your exams.
Yeah,
right. So you'll have someone to...
Read the paper, and keep me on time and stuff like that, so...
Okay, yeah. We were talking about that before, and she's really helpful, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She's my S&A, I've had her for 5 years, so...
Yeah. So that'll all be fine. So you're absolutely not worried at all?
Not yet. Probably see tomorrow morning, by the time the exams start, I'll probably start getting a little bit maybe anxious, but sure, I'll find some way to calm myself down.
Yeah? How will you do that?
Probably just take a break before the paper starts, and just breathe in and breathe out, and then just read over the paper again and again, or get Deirdre to read it over and over again to me. That's the way it works. That's what I do for all my tests. If I feel like I can't do it, or some kind of anxiousness is coming on or whatever.
Yeah. Just sit and breathe in and breathe out in the exam hall. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
Just think about what you have to do and just calm yourself. That's a very useful tool to have, isn't it, to be able to do that. Where did you learn that?
Just reading things, like pamphlets and stuff like that. Mum told me whenever all the courses she went to and stuff like that, and it does help. So
that's fantastic, isn't it? So, Carmel, what are your thoughts on tomorrow now? Leaving Cert for Ciara tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd probably, like that, be more nervous than she is, but Ciara, when she gets very anxious and nervous, she laughs. That's what she does. It's just her way of coping. It's a nervousness to laugh or whatever. That's what she does just all the time. Like, it's when that stops that I get worried.
Right. Because if she stopped doing that, what would she be?
Well, she'd probably be very tense, and then she'd start banging and shouting and leave me alone. And so this is much better way to have her.
This is good.
Ciara's got to know herself through the different therapies and courses that she has done along with me and with Jacqueline Sherry, what would you call that we did? The cognitive behaviour courses and that. And she's learned to recognise now herself. She has the ability to know when she is getting anxious herself or when her stress levels are going up. And she would have, before, it would have just have been
all or nothing. It would be a total meltdown, or there would be nothing happening. Now she's able to, when it's getting to the point, to take herself out of the situation, calm herself down, and then more than not, then she comes back in and they'll do whatever it was that she was trying to do in the first place.
So it works?
It works brilliantly now, but that took years trying to, for her to understand her own feelings, which was a huge positive for us.
Yeah. So you learned that, Carmel, in a therapy class?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And then I tried to train her in, right, so when you get to this level, you need to seek a bit of deep pressure, and then that should take your anxiety out in order for you to carry on with the task that you have. And eventually over the years, she's learned it. And the only she does now is yourself, Ciara, you do the fingers.
I crack my fingers. It's a terrible habit, but it works.
Okay, literally cracking them. Oh.
Yeah. Literally cracking them.
Yeah. I suppose a lot of people do that though, don't they? They don't even realise they're doing
it. Yeah. And some, you do the, sometimes the biting of the nails and the hang at the tops of the fingers. That's all deep pressure. But she's
chewing.
Just, chewing is another thing. She just does it. She doesn't even realise now that she's doing it. Mm-hmm. She's herself. It's a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose she would have been doing these things a lot more when she was younger.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And getting her to do them and getting her to say, you know, like some people say, stop nail biting. But for her, it was good that she did it because it was giving her what she needed to take control and calm down. Mm-hmm. That's what.
So when kids do that, they're seeking a little bit of, you know, they need to calm down a little bit. They need to just exercise.
Well, they're seeking sensory from
sensory,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need that sensory just to take
fingers
control.
In the mouth. And,
It's like you see kids there with chewy toys or whatever, maybe on the tops of pencils because they're seeking out the sensory issues of it in their mouth. Mm. You know, a lot of kids too with maybe ADHD and stuff like that needs it because they don't feel their center of gravity. They don't feel. Like, whereas we feel that our feet are on the ground or my hands on the table or whatever, they don't feel that. So that's why they're always on the move. They don't feel their body.
Right.
So they need to ground themselves.
So they need to put their fingers in their mouth or feel that, as you said, their sensory. What did you call? How did you explain that again, Carol?
Just like sensory seeking. That they
sensory seeking.
That they need to know what is happening or why they're doing this or you know, so a lot of children too on the spectrum do the same thing. That's why you have children that spin and it's just for them to get their sensory ability from it, and that's fine. Like some kids will seek it out because they know what's mean to us, it looks funny or why they're doing that or weird, as Ciara would say, that's weird, but it's not weird if it keeps them happy and keeps them grounded to do then whatever the task is that they need to do for the next 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever's laid out for them.
Let them do it.
Let them do it.
What harm? That's really important knowledge to know for parents though, isn't it? Not so much with Ciara because of course you're through all of that, but you know, people listening to this and they'd be thinking, right, I don't do that, or I need to let my child do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So all these techniques you've employed with Ciara over the years, because Ciara is now almost 18, almost 18, sitting her leaving cert tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's a big day tomorrow in the sense that it's a great achievement for Ciara to have gotten through school, stayed there. She's happy.
Oh, absolutely.
Looking at her now, she's smiling at me across the table, grinning and laughing.
Yeah.
So what do you want to achieve, Ciara, from the Leaving Cert?
I just want to get the grades I need to go on to third level.
And Carmel, what do you think? Will she do it?
Absolutely. I have no doubt she will, because, I mean, she's doing honour subjects as well, so she should, you know, get what she needs and more. She should. But at the end of the day, if she doesn't, it's not the end of the world.
Will you miss school when you leave it, Ciara, the AVS? Will you miss secondary school?
Probably. Because I know that there's you know, a routine. You know, it's the same every day. Go in the morning, class 40 minutes, same lunch, same break time, go home at the same time.
And you're going to say bye-bye to RSNA now when you leave school, aren't you?
I know. I really don't want to think about that now. Oh, she's been ready.
How's that going to be?
I know I will cry.
Well, of course. I think I'll probably cry and I've never even met her.
Oh, she's been a big part of my life for the last 5 years, and I'm grateful for everything she's done. I owe everything to her.
And that's a nice thing to say, isn't it?
I don't know.
Did you prepare him an awful lot?
There was a lot of preparation done. Anne Key, his SNA from the Gaelscoil, and Nicola,
who was the resource teacher. They brought him up to the school and he went up and he had tea. You know the way he loves his tea, he's Japanese with his tea ceremonies. Yeah. But he went to the school and had tea a few times. And also the girl, Siobhan, who was going to be his SNA, when he got there, came to the Gaelscoil and he hosted tea for her at the Gaelscoil. So he already knew
it's
her.
Like royalty, isn't it? It's like what the Queen does.
Yeah.
I said the Queen then. Moves about the place. There's tea parties all over the place.
And there are all these diplomatic moves that must be made before before the big move. Yeah. But it worked really well because he was familiar with the school and the layout and faces and people up there before he went at all.
And how many times had Jack met Siobhan before the first day of school?
5 or 6 times, I would say. Yeah.
So a good few times.
Good few times, yeah.
He clicked with Siobhan. Siobhan has a good sense of humour and light-hearted banter, you know. And she kind of twigged Jack, and she knew what made him tick. And that was a great help now.
And how was it? Was Siobhan just assigned to you randomly as an SNA? Assigned to Jack?
Well, it was a natural progression for Siobhan because she had a boy prior to Jack for 6 years. She had him from first year right through transition up to Leaving Cert. And he just finished. He finished in June and Jack started in September. So that was just a natural progression for Siobhan. He was a new fella starting and her previous child had just left.
So you would hope as a family and Jack, you would hope that Jack and Siobhan would just be a team now all the way through secondary school. That's the plan, that's the way it works, isn't it?
We would hope that for him. The other thing is he has gelled very well with a good few other SNAs up at the school too. They all know him. I mean, he gets on famously with all of them because someone different stays with him at lunchtime.
Right.
And on days if Siobhan didn't happen to be there for any reason, he'll have a different SNA and it doesn't faze him one bit because he kind of gets on with them all. He knows them all. And it's amazing when you pick him up at school at the end of the day, he's sitting there in the car with you. He's usually like 5 minutes before everybody else gets out. And then you're waiting for Maeve to come. And all of these teachers, SNAs, everybody passing by, waving to Jack. Like, he knows them all. And there's Ailish, she's going home now to make her dinner. And, you know, he just knows them all.
Tell Alison the story about at school when he has his lunch. And then he...
You see, most of the time at school, he would be with SNAs. So instead of acting as if he's a student, he'll act as if he's an SNA. And he'll walk over and back the assembly with his arms crossed. Like, just watching all the students.
So he's now an employee of the AVS rather than a student.
He thinks he's an SNA. Like, he walks around like he owns the place.
There was the one where he went, he clapped one day.
He was in at the school tour, the first year school tour, and all the boys that were in his class, they were all chanting something. I think it was a football chant or something. But he came up behind them and he started clapping his hands, going, "Boys, quiet now, boys!"
What's funny too, honestly, he uses all the terminology the teachers would use, you know? Yeah. Now I want 100%.
He corrects sheets of paper as if they were homework.
I don't like your attitude.